It's been far too long, but it is great to be joined on Static on 2SER from his hometown Minneapolis by John from Night Moves. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's been a while coming, this Night Moves album, John. It's been 6 years between records, and it's actually 12 years since we last spoke. And there were a few life situations to work through and logistical hurdles to overcome to get this fourth album, Double Life, done.
Yeah, there's a lot of little hurdles, and I kind of did things a little bit differently this time, but we got through. You know, every record, you want to keep it fresh, I suppose, so.
Well, I don't know if having that many problems is keeping it fresh, John. I mean, it sounds like you grappled with a way to make this work on a basic level of keeping your head above water, but also finding time to write songs and create art, because you were working a job as a wine and liquor delivery guy, but you were too tired at the end of the day and weren't really inspired to make any music?
Yeah, you know, I mean, moving boxes, cases of wine and liquor and stuff, and like driving all over the metro area and like loading in and out, it takes a lot out of you if you're in traffic and stuff. At the end of the day, you kind of are like, I don't really feel like going and making music. Eventually, I ended up taking Tuesdays and Wednesdays off or something, because I was like, I need to make music. I'm going insane here.
But you also took the leap and quit fully, and that's when you were able to focus on songwriting and getting some inspiration?
Yeah. Early March 2023, I was like, I'm going to quit. And then everything just sort of poured out, because I had like a full year of just thinking about what I wanted to sound like, what it could be, and it came together pretty much over the next 6 months.
There's always been blue-collar sentiments on Night Moves records, but did that experience of working for the man directly influence a song like This Time Tomorrow? That's all about being on the grind and having to do the same soul-destroying shit day in, day out. It has that brutal line, laughing at the joke, but the joke's my life, when it's same time tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I figured that could be something people could relate to, you know, like clocking in and just being like, oh God, I can't believe I got to do this again. But also, you know, that kind of came from touring and just being like hungover in a hotel room with five guys in it, and the hotel's destroyed, smells terrible. And we were just like, I can't believe we got to drive 4 hours and do this again.
I think that still sounds preferable to sitting in traffic working for someone else.
No, yeah, totally, totally. It's just, I like the line, you know, it's applicable in many different scenarios.
Well, you weren't out of the woods though, John, because with more time on your hands to write songs, you were then at home all the time, and your then fiance at home, Tasha, wasn't as keen on hearing Night Moves songs as works in progress at all hours of the day and night as perhaps you were.
No, yeah. And I mean, the last several records, I would just write and record at my house. But this time she was just not having it, and it sort of started coming between us.
Wow.
And our relationship. And so I was like, all right.
And it was a downer for her listening to all these sad sack tales being written.
Exactly, yeah. She could hang with it.
Well, where you ended up wasn't ideal, because you put in office hours at your practice space, which is where you are now, which is in this industrial zone, and you did it as sort of a clock-on, workman-like way of getting it all done. But it sounds like that area is pretty sketchy, and the neighbors aren't great.
Yeah, well, there's a guy living next to me, and it's funny because it's like a three-floor complex, and no one's usually here during the daytime, and he had two big pit bulls, so it just like smelled terrible, and he would pee in these cups because he didn't want to go to the bathroom, and his pit bulls would knock him over because they were like guard dogs, you know, so it smelled like piss, and it smelled like BO, and it was just a gnarly scene, and he had like daily domestic disputes with his children's mother. So it was just a tough scene living next to this guy. And every day I'd be coming in and I was like, it smells terrible. These dogs, anytime I'd open my door, they would just bark. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways.
You were like, this never happened at the Brill building.
Yeah. I don't think so. No. It also didn't happen at my house, but I was like, I'm determined to make this record work. You know, this is what I have to do. And maybe it'll result in some magic, so I don't know.
Having said that, having the cup pisser next door, is this not an inspiration for the all-too-real existence that so many Night Moves songs live in? I mean, you would never have got these songs done if you were quaffing champagne on a yacht in the Mediterranean, John.
I don't know. My mind can go places. No, but it's good, you know. Adversity breeds positive results sometimes, so.
Well, there were also some more serious life challenges that ended up informing the songs for this Night Moves album, because Tasha's dad, your would-be father-in-law, passed away from a heart attack, and that put a few things into perspective, right? The lead-off single, Hold On To Tonight, is a bit of a carpe diem and a pondering of what's important in life.
Yeah, that happened like right after I quit my job and I was hitting my stride with recording and writing these songs. And then that kind of like derailed everything for a month. He didn't really have any affairs in line. He was kind of like a yeehaw, fuck it sort of guy. You know, didn't have a will. He didn't have any savings. So we had to clean out his whole house. And that was just its own trip dealing with something like that. But yeah, he was a big fan of the band and me. And so, yeah, it was really sad to see him go. But when it comes to like writing a song and you kind of just think about the people who had an impact in your life and were significant and you're never going to see them again, I don't know. It's just a very real thing that you kind of have to grapple with. I mean, there's nothing realer than death, so.
It wasn't all bleak experiences either, though, John. There were some almost comical ones too. The song Daytona was written after someone swiped the license plates off your shitty tour van. It makes reference to that in the line Daytona off in my stolen plates. So there were some funnier things going wrong here too.
Yeah. It was funny too because I had just paid the tabs on the plates and then I went out and yeah, they were gone. So I was just like, I can't believe this is going down. And it's still missing. I haven't replaced it. So
it's still a mystery to be solved in the Night Moves story, is it?
Yeah, I feel like one day if someone stole it and went on to do like some misdeeds or something, I feel like I'll hear about it, but I haven't heard anything yet. So I just kind of let my imagination run wild in that song.
That'll be a song for the next Night Moves album.
Yeah, I hope.
And are all these experiences the double life that the album is named after? You're living in the quagmire, but trying to write your way into a better time and mindset with these songs?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's like double life, extra heavy times coming down on you. And then it's also like writing songs for other people that they're going to consume. And the songs are going to take on their own meaning for other people. Probably different from like what I intended, but that's just kind of the nature of songwriting. You know, you keep things like open and ended enough so people can put their own significance to them. It felt like an appropriate title.
And John, you took the reins in other ways this time around too. You were trying to find a suitable producer, but things didn't click. So you ended up helming this album yourselves, which was a first for the band.
Yeah. I mean, it got to the point where we were like meeting with these producers and it just was not going well. And I was like, well, I already know how I want this to sound. And every other record, I fully demoed out everything and have kind of figured out the sounds myself. And so we were just like, I think it's finally time that we produce this ourselves. And so I essentially sold the label on that. I was like, I think I'm finally capable enough to do this. So you work so hard on all this stuff and you have a vision for it and you don't want to sound like other people. But when you end up working with producers and they kind of change your sound, that's pretty frustrating.
And in producing this record yourself, you've broadened your palette here too, John. There are a lot of synths spread throughout this record. The music bed for Daytona sounds like an 80s chart keyboard ballad. And White Liquor is this harmonica-led vintage country-sounding song too. So it's possibly the most widescreen album you've made, this Night Moves record.
Yeah, you know, I wanted a lot of different textures and sounds and I didn't want it to be too monochromatic. I wanted it to be like a soundtrack to like the movie Double Life in my head. So it was intentional to not have it just be like all synths or like all acoustics. So I wanted to kind of teleport you to somewhere else.
Well, you made the record in the moment. And as your own producer, it turns out you were highly permissible, John, because getting these songs done involved a variety of tricks. Tell me exactly why your bass player, Mickey, recorded the song The Judge in the nude.
He likes to get free sometimes, you know, and I think that was a really difficult song. And so I think maybe that was the last day of recording. And he was like, this one's going to be a real doozy. I think I need to get naked to record this. And we were like, hey, man, get free. Go for it. I think he did it on the first take. So It worked.
That was a blessing for everyone.
Yeah, no. We love him.
Well, whatever it took, it's great to have this Night Moves album over the line, John. And I'm probably going to ask you what I asked you 12 years ago. When the hell are we going to get Night Moves to Australia?
You know what? I don't know. Mickey's having a baby, so that's going to throw a wrench into his touring. But it's on the vision board for 2026.
Amazing.
Fingers crossed, you know.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. And to be honest, it might be best if you don't bring Mickey anyway. He might take his clothes off at any given moment.
I think that might play.
We might have a listen to Trying to Steal a Smile off the Night Moves album right now. It was great to check in with you. John, have some fun out on the road in the States in the meantime.
Cool. Well, thank you for having me.
It was great to talk to you, John, about this album. This is Night Moves now on Static. Thanks.
Thank you so much.